I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journalist, 475 Day, the Phantom Edge, Lavelle, Joseph Gorskowski behind the glass today in place of Stephen Labadie, who is missing in action, MIA. Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis on the board, as per usual, on the line with us, of course. Based on what you just heard, that little jingle, it's got to be our own in-house, medical mushroom expert. Let's call him that. His name is Jerry Ouellette of Chaga Health and Wellness. Good morning, Jerry. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Deer Camp. You people drive me crazy down there. Where's Steven? Hey, I got a couple things. First of all, I'm up in Peterborough at the farmer's market.
Yes.
We are beside the Memorial Center where the Oshawa Generals regularly whip the Peterborough Pete.
Yes.
Here in Peterborough. You know why they call it the Memorial Center, right? For the same reason they call it that in the Sioux. So okay. you got me a little wound up here.
Well, tell me.
Okay, well, I can tell you, when I was given the privilege and honor to be the representative, the provincial representative in Oshawa, at least twice at the podium, Memorial Day at the Cenotaph, I was quoting Don Cherry and the things that he was saying because he's such a great patriot.
Of course.
You know, and people don't realize that I recall standing up at the podium saying, I can't believe I'm quoting Hockey Night in Canada here at the Cenotaph because of what Don Cherry said, and went on to say, he was just a great patriot. Now,
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Now, the other thing is Brad Schlorf mentioned something that a lot of people don't know. Do you know why you remove your hat when they're doing the anthem and all those other things? It's the same when they remove their hat when golfers finish a game and take their hat off to shake hands. Do you know why?
No.
Okay, it's a military thing, because what happens is when you take your hat off, you're out of uniform and you are considered non-rank and equal to the other individual. So you are considered all equal when you remove your hat. That's why.
Wow, that is cool. See, I did not know that all these years. I never knew that. That's wonderful. And that really makes sense now when you say that, because there are special occasions where we do that.
Yep.
Now it makes sense. Fantastic.
Yep.
See?
So that's why, when you're playing golf and you finish the game and whoever wins the event takes his hat off because he's equal to the other golfer. And one of the reasons I know that, Ange, is because I wrote a book on Remembrance Day from an Oshawa perspective and spoke about all those kind of things.
Wow. Well, good for you, man. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
what are you doing out in this cold, frigid weather at a farmer's market?
Well, it's an indoor market now. We're in the Memorial Building right beside the Peterborough Memorial Building. But last week, we were out in the cold weather doing the harvest, trying to anyways. And a week ago, Saturday or Sunday, I woke up to 8 inches of snow, 10 hours north of here. And it was a bit cool when we ran out of propane and no heat in camp.
When you told me that, I could just see you too. Of course, you were moose hunting, weren't you?
Well, we call it that, but most of the time we're chaga picking. We combine the two because they coincide at the same place, the same area. And we didn't have any tags, but we had a good time.
I'm assuming you didn't see a moose?
No. Lots of track soup, as they call it. And there was quite a few increase in the amount of tracks that we had normally seen in the area. But this is probably the first year we actually didn't physically see any moose. But I met lots of people up there. We get into the conversation about moose populations pretty regular. And one of the guys that I had met had a trail cam where in his area on the trail cam, he had 7 different bull moose on his trail cam, which is quite surprising because normally moose are fairly, you don't get that many of that kind of density in the same area.
Okay.
The average moose.
Go ahead.
The average moose spends 95% of its life within 5 square miles of its birthplace. The average deer spends 95% of its life within 1 square mile of its birthplace.
Wow. Wow. That sounds like very significant information to a hunter. I wonder how many hunters are aware of that.
No, not a lot. You know, and some of the other things is you got to remember when you're deer hunting, they come down in the morning and up at night, and that's a pretty standard thing. Unpressured deer are pretty consistent in their patterns. A lot of times they'll bed high at night simply because when the sun comes up, it heats the top end and forces a bit of a uprise. And so when they're walking down a hill, they're walking into the wind.
Ah, there you go. Look at you. You're just full of wisdom this morning. Talk to me about Chaga.
Well, Chaga, this is the time of year that the cream, and you would know about the cream, I believe, Ange, with eczema, right?
That's right.
We get really good responses with people with eczema and psoriasis because the Chaga cream, the formula, took me a year and a half to get the formula and then 4 months to get the manufacturing process. But we got the cream works phenomenal for eczema and psoriasis. And you would know because you have experiences with eczema, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it does work. It's great. You know, as long as you continue using it, you're good to go. And so I can attest to that. As I said on this program many a time, Chaga is not a cure-all. But I'll tell you what, it definitely works on repressing the oppressing the symptoms of most of these things, and the skin disorder is one of them. You put that stuff on, and man, it's gone. Like no itching, no nothing. Great for anybody who spends a lot of time in the outdoors and has dry hands and stuff. This stuff is magic. It's unbelievable. Just one of the many uses, right? Just one of the many uses for this product. Obviously, consumption of it internally is a big thing, too. Although the science is not there to substantiate some of the claims, the personal experiences from people who use the stuff certainly is. And if you ever want to get if you ever want to get information, go to the Jerry's website, the Chaga Health and Wellness, and you'll see all kinds of testimonials.
That's one of the things that we're trying to do now is that if people have experiences with Chaga, we're very interested. We're compiling a database to move forward with more research. So I've met with doctors with PhDs who trained in mushrooms and Penn State University, which is North America's only mushroom university. And these individuals are suggesting to gain as much research as possible to move forward. So anybody has any testimonials they want to give us, we're happy to include them in some of the research information because we're trying to move forward. There's a lot of off-continent research, mostly in Asia and in Finland and in Italy and France, but not a lot of North American research on the Chaga yet. And so we're trying to do that, and we've compiled a list of a lot of individuals who've been very successful in using it. And the more that we get, the more we can move forward with more detailed information and helping people.
And that's all available at Chaga Health and Wellness. That's ChagaHealthAndWellness.com. We have that up on our site as well, ODJ Radio, FishinCanada.com. You can go there to check it out. But go directly to ChagaHealthAndWellness.com and be part of the study group. This is fantastic. Good news, buddy. Good for you.
Yeah, thanks very much. Well, it continues to grow, and the more that we can help people, the better it is, and helping a lot of people in a lot of different situations.
Yeah. Have yourself a wonderful time there at the Memorial Arena in Peterborough. Have a great day, and say hi to the folks who come out to talk to you about Chaga.
Okay.
Jerry Ouellette, former Minister of Natural Resources, and now the man behind Chaga Health and Wellness. The mushroom expert, medicinal mushroom expert. Because I see you were frowning there behind the glass, Joe.
No, I like all kinds of mushrooms.
Oh, you're good with a neutral mushroom guy. All right, cool.